Tampa. I am recording live the stand-up special. Excuse me while I whip this out. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that you all get your tickets. You can go to sidesplitterscomedy.com. There are links up on my Facebook page, my Instagram, and my Twitter, and the show page. Excuse me while I whip this out. Recorded live at Sidesplitters Tampa, June 30th. Get your tickets. I am telling you now, Wells, it's going to sell out. I'm telling you that.
All right. I believe that. Yeah.
And I'm going to get...
I remember your last comedy show was almost sold out. Yeah. So, yeah, it was good.
And I'm going to give away some copious amounts of tickets. And not a lot, but, you know, I think five pair.
Yeah, that's enough.
So listen for that. I will probably start that on Friday. I'll start giving away tickets on Friday. What was your second thing?
Well, this is another thing also. Do you ever do any shows out in, like, Polk County or anything like that?
No, we
have a lot of listeners out here, and we don't get to see y'all much.
You are 100% absolutely right, and I don't do a lot of stand-up. I like doing it in comedy clubs. A lot of cats, you know, they'll go out to bars that have a comedy night or a comedy weekend, or rooms that aren't necessarily comedy rooms but are set up to accommodate comedy. I did that coming up. I'm good. But it's a great place to see somebody and see them, you know, really, really intimate. Not that, you know, Sidesplitters is huge. You're not going to be able to bump up against me. But I haven't done a show in, I think it was the last time I taped there, 2 years.
Tough time for us white guys.
Yeah, tough times for us white guys. I haven't done a show since then. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I did New Year's Eve. But you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm doing a show once every 6 months. So if I were doing a lot of shows, I would absolutely get out to Polk County. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. Love you guys. Right. Regardless, I always listen and hope to win one day.
What's your name?
Bob.
Now, Bob, if you win tickets to the Tampa show, are you going to make the trip?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. I remember your name. I remember your voice. Call in Friday. Okay.
All right. I will. And I'll even call off of work. Shoot. pre-drink. I'm not a crazy, you know, person in the crowd, but I like to have a good time.
Do you typically work on a Sunday?
Oh, Sunday. Oh, I thought it was Friday. Okay, Friday's to win the ticket. Sunday would be the event. Okay.
Yeah.
I will definitely write that down right now.
And hold on. Not this Sunday, the 30th. You got a month and a half to plan.
Okay. For sure.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Damn it. He had me on something. He was talking about the show. Oh, where is
Polk County?
Okaloosa.
Okaloosa?
Yeah, where the cop shot the kid that opened the door.
That was
Okaloosa?
Are you talking about Wakaloosa?
Oh man, maybe. Oh, I thought. Hold on, I thought it was Okaloosa.
Okaloosa. I mean, there's Wakulla.
Loosa.
Okaloosa.
I get mad. Nope, you can't find it. All right.
I mean, I know it says Okaloosa County.
Okay, and that's in Florida?
That's in like a Destin area, so Panhandle.
Okay. Because I don't know what kind of training they're giving their cops, but that was where the acorn, they had a suspect in the back of a police car.
Oh, really?
And then an acorn fell on the hood, and he thought the suspect had a gun.
He emptied the,
I don't know if he hit him, but he emptied the gun into him. And then this other kid opens the door with a gun not pointed anywhere inside his own home, and a cop unloads on him.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what the hell they're training these, how they're training these cops.
It's getting crazy out there.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? On this upcoming show, is Michael Maverick going to be joining you at that show?
Michael Maverick will be there with guitar in hand. We will be doing a couple of numbers. Indeed, sir.
Awesome. Good to have him back in the mix.
Yes, yes, yeah. We almost lost him, so it'll be good to be back on. Although I've been back on stage with him once since, but it's he's real excited, and I'm real excited to have him as a part of the show. Absolutely.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
All right. All right. I'll see you there. So I'm telling you, you want to sell out. Yeah. Sell out.
You want to give them a taste? You want to give them, what was that number where you had like the beer commercial in the background and then it was like and then you started doing like the little insert?
Oh, no,
like,
no.
You don't want to
I need
that?
No, no,
I
no.
thought that was funny. Well, that was great.
But I need somebody in front of me and I need information on them.
I gotcha. So well, how about me? Yeah, yeah, do some information.
No, man,
me.
I can't give away. Yeah, that's one of the show pieces. No, I gotcha. Can't give that away.
I thought that was probably one of the more funnier parts. Just like you said, it was it was like real time. You're like, hey, you know, what's your name? Blah blah. Blah. You started to get some information on him, and you just started.
Yeah.
Well, you put the music on in the background, and you just started going at him.
I like doing that. That's fun to do.
Great crowd interaction.
I get bored with my act very quickly.
Oh, really? you do it one time, and you're like, I'm done.
No, I'm not like that. It's just more. It's more visceral, more exciting, more on edge if you're just, you know, coming out right on the fly.
Who does that? Stephen Byrne does that, right? Like the stand-up, like every single show's different?
Well, no, I didn't say that. I didn't say every single one of my shows is different, but I do. I came up, you know, working the crowd, but, you know, I'll have definitely some jokes that I know are going to be going through. I wanted to hate the Bad Boys 4. Trailer.
Mm-hmm. I seen parts of it. Is that the one where the dude gets shot in the leg?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's actually
it's actually funny.
Let me. It's actually not bad. It looks fairly funny. Hold on. I want to hear a little bit more of it. All right. Let me hear just a little bit more.
You need to deploy.
Dad, look.
We now have evidence that the late Captain Conrad Howard of Miami PD was working directly with drug cartels for years.
Captain Howard.
You know what a lot of sequels do when they really don't have a reason to have a sequel?
What is that?
They kill one of the beloved characters.
Oh, yeah, true.
Beverly Hills Cop 3 did that by killing the Detroit captain.
Oh, really?
Right.
I didn't see the third one, man. The first one was great. The second one I was like, okay, it's kind of pushing it.
I thought the second one, you're not going to be as funny as the first because it's Eddie Murphy.
And it's original.
Original. But I thought the second one, because it had all of the same cast, and I thought they really amped up the laughs. Mm-hmm. I think there may be more laughs in two than in one.
Okay.
Three was an abomination. You're watching this movie and you're like, this isn't even the Beverly Hills Cop universe. That's Axel Foley. That's not even the same character. There's a whole lot of reasons why that movie was god awful. And then now they're working on four. And I just.
Beverly Hills Cop 4?
I just think it's beyond. And I'll tell you what the issue is with Beverly Hills Cop, another Beverly Hills Cop. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get back to Bad Boys. And it was what ruined 3. John Landis said he showed up on the set of Beverly Hills Cop 3, and they had no script. And he said to himself, well, I've got Eddie Murphy. We'll just make it funny.
Really?
First day.
I thought you can't make a movie like that with like all that production and all that money invested into it without a script.
They had the bones of it. I mean, when he said they had no script, they had a script, but he didn't think the script was any good. A lot of people didn't think the script was any good. So he says, I have Eddie Murphy, I'll make it funny. And on the first day of shooting, and he said all of this in an interview, he said, Eddie Murphy said to him, hey, Axel Foley is not, he's not a kid anymore. He's a man now. So he can't be doing all of that. And now, if I'm going to see a Beverly Hills Cop movie, I need Axel Foley to go. That's the character. If you make Axel Foley mature, then that's a different vehicle. Mm-hmm. And that's what Eddie Murphy was extreme. It was almost like anytime he had to be funny, he was doing it under duress, under protest. And it shows in the film. He's very lethargic walking through that film. And his language is just like, I mean, he's just angry.
He didn't want to be in the movie.
You don't want to see I guess he just wanted to mature the character, but that was the whole point of the character, was that he was not. So But that's what they do. So now I'm looking at this Bad Boys trailer, and they're killing the captain, Joe Pantaleone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Being framed.
Let's go.
Or doing something, maybe framing him or something.
He's texting us from the...
Oh, wow. Boy, that was a trailer?
Yeah, that's... A, come on, man.
Wow.
I will say this. It does look a lot better than 3. The issue with 3 was, 3 was a handoff film.
Mm-hmm.
Which is to say, they were like, okay, let's get these guys that are getting older. Let's let them pass the torch off to a younger set of partners.
Which one was Bad Boys 3? I don't think I've even seen Bad Boys 3.
You never, Bad Boy, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Yeah, and I thought so. Everybody was telling me how bad it was.
Yeah,
and
it was. I can't even remember the subtitle of it. This one is Ride or Die, but I can't. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it was Bad Boys for Life. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. And anytime you're doing a handoff picture, it's never going to work. That was the problem with the Star Wars sequels.
Okay, go ahead.
You had three beloved movies, three, four fantastic characters, and you relegate them to supporting roles so you can relaunch the franchise with a set of brand new characters.
Well,
that didn't have the maturity or the gravitas. I mean, I'm watching this girl, Rey.
Yeah.
I mean, why am I concerned whether she lives or dies? You haven't established anything with her. The sanitation worker, you know.
Well, I'm on the other side, man. I feel like when you're trying to reach a new generation of viewers and a new generation of fans, you have to go to the younger generation and make those old characters secondary because those old characters, like Luke, I get it. Like, he's the greatest, you know, he's one of the greatest of all time. But at the end of the day, too, he gets old.
And I agree.
People lose interest on
but
that.
But what I'm saying is you had three more movies you could have made with those characters, or one.
Yeah, I feel like one, max three is kind of pushing
one
it.
With the three of them and treat them with the proper respect they earned because they defeated the Empire twice.
Yeah.
Maybe three times. Mm-hmm. Actually, three times.
Yeah.
They defeated the Empire. Well, twice, because an Empire, it was the, you know. And then you bring back a different set of characters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way in which they killed Han Solo, and I don't want to go on a Star Wars deep.
No, I mean, we can. Let's go.
But the way in which they disposed of Han Solo was just ridiculous. The way in which they had Han Solo probably showed more growth throughout the course of those three films than any other character. And to have... try and make us believe that he was going to degenerate all the way back to where he's a smuggler again after saving the defeating the Empire twice.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that showed they had a lack of understanding of what made the original trilogy great and what made that character great.
But you were saying earlier, sometimes whenever you do these movies, right, you have to go on and you have to kill off a character basically to make it a little bit relevant, right?
But don't have his son just push him. Don't have him let his son push him off the beam.
I mean, sometimes.
Let the man go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, you know,
this is Han freaking Solo.
Yeah, he can't fight his own son. You can't beat your son like that.
It would be like Indiana Jones when they tried to do a handoff movie with the kid that went crazy, the actor that went crazy.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf. Man, yeah. I love Shia LaBeouf, man. That's my dude.
They tried to hand it over to Shia LaBeouf. That would have been like Indiana Jones slipping on a banana peel.
Yeah, right.
And breaking his hip. Yeah. And then go, all right, it's Shia LaBeouf now.
Yeah. Grabbing one of those vines. To slide over and then the vine breaks. Yeah,
dude, that was ridiculous when he was swinging through the LaBeouf was swinging through the trees like a monkey. Good lord, that sequel was horrible. Too.
Yeah, all of that
yeah,
one was
yeah.
Too,
but yeah. Anyway,
but George Lucas and Steven Spielberg were behind that one, right?
Yeah,
I was surprised about
that. George Lucas behind those god-awful sequels, too. And they in the god-awful prequels.
No, don't even talk about the prequels, man. The prequels are the best. The prequels are much better than the original.
Ain't nobody want to see Darth Vader as a five-year-old kid.
Yes,
come
we
on,
do.
Man.
Yeah, we want to see. If you want to see how everything got started and the reason why Vader became Vader, you have to see
start him off as the kid that that Hayden Christians. Start him off at that age.
Yeah.
I don't need to see him like five or six running around playing with with Legos.
Yeah, but you got to see how he grows up and like what kind of child he was. You have to see the sweet innocence of what Darth Vader was. You have to see how he was sweet, innocent, and sweet. How he was such an intelligent kid.
He could have been sweet and innocent at 15. Give us a montage.
Give it
a building like a Death Star with Legos.
Mo was like, give us 10 minutes of his youth, man. That's it. That's all we need.
Man, kids are uninteresting. I mean, unless he's Macaulay Culkin, and you know, I don't know. I don't know. No, I thought they went way too far back in there, and then you know, let's not even get on Jar Jar Binks.
What Jar Jar Binks, man? What is it? The secret Sith? Jar Jar Binks gets Jar Jar Binks not enough credit.
He gets too much.
No, he does not get
even
enough credit.
The name was dumb.
Jar Jar Binks. A little racist too.
Come on. But anyway, but now I think this Bad Boys 2 looks. And this you think?
Four. I think it's four.
Four. Bad Boys 4 looks good. Oh, Martin Lawrence. I guess we're all getting old.
Yeah, a little. He got a little thick.
Yeah.
Will Smith looks great still.
Yes, Will Smith needs this to be a hit. He needs this to be a hit because if it ends up being a hit. Mm-hmm. Then
it revitalizes his career. Right. You think?
You can't say all is forgiven. People are still going to remember, but they'll feel comfortable going back to another movie of his.
So this movie is a hit, right? Everything that happened with Chris Rock is, you say, almost a wash.
That'll haunt him for the rest of his day.
Or it might be opposite. People are not going to watch this movie because of Chris Rock's situation.
I mean, you know, the optimum thing would have had included the scene where Chris Rock was a character. They got to slap him.
Oh, we don't know. That might be that might happen. We don't know.
If I'm the director, I'm pressing hard for that. I'm like, listen, this is Will. Come in my trailer for a minute. I want to put this bug in your ear.
You're still getting $30 million for this film anyway. So
what if I got this scene idea? What if you guys go and rouse the bum, and the bum is Chris Rock, and the bum is pissed off at you, and he just
you give this bum a sandwich, and he asks for a dollar.
I bet Will Smith would have done that. I bet Chris Rock may have done that. That might have a scene like that. That would certainly, I think, bridge the chasm.
Oh, yeah.
That is kind of between the two, or between audiences and Will Smith. You know, at some point, you know, Rock has got it. For that to go away, there's got to be some comeuppance. There's got to be something other than that piss poor videotaped apology that he gave, which was just.
Do you know DJ Khaled and Tiffany Haddish are in this movie? I didn't know DJ Khaled.
No. That's good though. I thought Tiffany Haddish was about to be canceled along with Ari Spears.
Aren't we all supposed to be canceled at one point or another?
I ain't big enough to be canceled. What are you going to cancel me from? Yeah. It's a part-time job.
Right? barely making hours every week.
You're going to cancel me from radio after I've been in it 30 years? Hey, newsflash, it's too late. I'll be out anyway. So, no, not everybody. But, yeah. So, all right. So it should be good. It's it's one I wonder if it's going to be in the theaters. Yeah, Sony Pictures. They probably will.
June 7th. But this is the thing. June 7th, like around that time, that's when the M. Night Shyamalan movie comes out. So I'm going to see
Trap.
That.
Trap looks good.
Yeah,
Trap,
I'm going to see that over this one,
Did you enjoy the last M. Night film? What was it? It was the post-apocalyptic, but it was kind of an apocalyptic movie.
It was a Knock
movie.
At the Cabin, right?
A Knock at the Cabin, yes. Yeah. Yes. Did you like that?
Oh, all right. I remember we had this conversation. I didn't like the way it ended. I liked the build up to it,
right.
But the way it ended, I felt like if they went the other way, it would have been a much more interesting movie.
I understand what you're saying, but the movie would have been over at that point. But they could have ended with a cool shot.
But remember that. But the ending, it would have been over anyway.
I think, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody that hasn't seen it, though it's been out.
I mean, like it's been out 2 years.
I think the problem with the ending was the wrong person sacrificed. It should have been the.
Yeah.
Because now that's a sacrifice.
Well, I think it was one of the three, right?
Any of the three.
Any of the three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
but if they chose
the one that you wanted to see go anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no satisfaction. There's mm-hmm. really no sacrifice because yeah. like yeah you should you should. No, they didn't choose the one that you wanted to see go. But they chose
the one that was
willing to do it.
Yeah.
If you're willing to sacrifice yourself, yes, it's a sacrifice, but dramatically, it's lesser a sacrifice than if you know the one other person mm-hmm. had done it. So, one of my favorite parts of having you back is we get to do some news. Mm-hmm. I can't do it with Spike because Spike can't read.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I can't read either.
No. Spike can't read.
All right. Yeah, I mean, he tries though.
No.
I got to give my dog while he's not here some credit.
Spike can't read.